पंच पापतरु जच्चा जीपसंजु रहे बचा अधीत नाम पावे यो वैष्णवे नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण
हरे कृष्ण
When we have the VIHC programs and other seminars, normally the devotees who give the Bhagavatam class have the freedom to use it to address issues on their presentation, issues that complement the mood of the conference. So my basic presentation these next few days is about looking at some practical arrangements for implementing Bhagavatam Dharma. So today, instead of giving Bhagavatam class, I may want to do four things very brief. First, to give some apologies that are appropriate, express some gratitude, appreciation for so many things, and give some appraisal of our present situation here, this particular project, which has something to do with other rural communities and communities in general, and to give some little update and hopefully some points about immediate future and far future, all in about 25 minutes. So, first we want to apologize as we are packing in 5-6 to a room, 10 to a house. So we of course apologize for that, because part of the beauty of coming to festivals being able to experience the full aspect of the festival by the consciousness being absorbed in the sadhu sangha, transcendental activities. And although we're not these bodies, when the body is inconvenient, instead of when the body is sick, it influences or affects our service, sometimes our consciousness, of course. So we definitely want to have so many devotees coming. One of the very unique things about this particular project, which many of us feel, has every all the ingredients to become number one rural community project in ISKCON, in terms of its ability to serve so many devotees and to implement things. We are very close, only a few hours from Philadelphia, a few hours from Baltimore, a few hours from Washington. We are even just only a few hours, 4 hours, 3.5, 4 hours from even from Million Dollar. So, from New Jersey, it's a few hours. And so, of course, we very much want the inaugural to be a place, especially in the immediate sense, that all of these devotees can be able to take advantage of, to come to share, to learn something, to get rejuvenated, inspired, invigorated. So, that has always been somewhat of the idea and hope to make this serious reality. And of course, to do that, we need station facilities, and so many things that are there. Already, believe it or not, part of this update is not just for some of you who are staying over from the Lobby Yatra. Some of it is to try to recruit you, just to be very honest. And we can't do that with your support. We can't do that. We want at least, well, not least, but we want your blessings. Maybe more important than all of those things. And for us who are in the community, that we are comfortable about the vision. Any vision has little value if the individuals who are participating in it do not feel that it sufficiently includes them, that it's something that deals with the present and has potential to be successful for the future. So it's our way also checking in on ourselves. Any individual, any business, any organization that doesn't do a regular inventory will be simply foolishly engaged at best, and sometimes we'll meet serious defeat and failure. We're able to take inventory and we can see better what we have to do to put into motion, where we are. We can look closer at what to put more energies into and what areas perhaps we're getting diminishing returns, putting energy and not getting sufficient results from that. I mentioned on the stage the other day, one of the things I was wanting to do as a way to help us with taking inventory, and we would like to do it still in the future, is as we look at some simple life and complementary as devoting opinion on each other. Sometimes we have that the most when we're in a situation where our survival is based on it. You see, in emergencies, people come to the call very nicely sometimes, but sometimes they don't. Whatever the figure comes out. And we see how this life was so wonderful yesterday. Just before the class, I walked into the kitchen, and it was just ecstatic just to see so many devotees engaged and just almost shoulder to shoulder and working in the kitchen, trying to provide the sun for the guests, etc., for the festival. A great beauty of the festivals in any community is not just the finalization, but I think so much of the cooperation and the bhakti that comes when devotees are working together, struggling. You see a lot of limitations, a lot of problems, everything that can go wrong goes wrong. And you really have a chance to act on your Krishna consciousness, or to see, you know, where you're lacking. And so we're honest, we constantly want to see where we're lacking, so we can cover ourselves for those areas. We constantly want to know what is to be done, how it is to be done, we want to be able to do it. And therefore, we take such shelter of sadhu, shastra, and guru, in this sense. As I mentioned, I was thinking one way to help us to look a little deeper at some of these things. Because we can analyze Vanashram Dharma in many ways, but one way, there are many ways to look at it. One way is that as you have sufficient loving relationships, then that inspires people to do what they are comfortable or what propensities that they have. It helps them to feel encouraged to express their creativity based on their particular idiosyncratic tendencies. When you have loving relationships, it automatically creates divisions or divisions of labor and allows people to respect each other's particular service based on whatever mana or ashram that they're in. Many things we can try to put together, but if some serious foundation is not there, then it will be a lot of work and little results. And when you have simplicity, then you automatically begin to become, as we said yesterday, begin to function more in a natural way. So as we emphasize more about community, spiritual community, we emphasize more about caring for the devotees, more about param dukkha dukkhi pribhambhuti, feeling the happiness of the misery, of the suffering, of the success of the devotees, we see things more and more as a family problem, not an individual problem, not a brahmacharya problem, a hospital problem, sannyas problem, guru problem, rural community problem. We see it as a family problem, a spiritual family problem. Then, so many things that we think about in terms of Vanashram Dharma will happen because we will take care of our own communities with a strong nucleus, we'll have more facility to reach the materialists, we'll have more things that they can relate to. There's so many things will be there that will pick them up from the mode of ignorance to the mode of passion, to the mode of goodness, and then they will take advantage of the transcendental aspect. And especially if you do anything well, but your life is so much in these days based on people doing stuff, because there's so much to get on with the energy. But when you do things well, then people respect you based on what you do. And then you have the ability to help them to understand the philosophy that's behind, that encourages you, that engenders you to be able to do something well. But when you do things haphazardly, superficially, or it's just extemporaneously in a sentimental way, then whatever your philosophy is, people look and they say, they don't want to buy into it. Because it's not relevant to them, they don't feel, people are selfish, that's part of human nature, the state of evolution. And selfishness, everyone wants to be a part of something that's progressive, that's productive, that's going to give them some sense of solace, going to help them in some way. They see a philosophy there, but they don't see how it's going to help them. Even though that philosophy may be powerful, there will be a serious problem. So right now, we want to apologize for that, and I hope that we don't have to keep apologizing. One of the aspects of community development here, that we want to have guest facilities, a serious learning center, but also conference rooms and classrooms, and accommodations for those who stay over. It's like we would like to have in the future, have Radha Yatra to go for 2 days. So after we bring Lord Jagannath, and we let him have his sidelong glance at everyone, take him back in, and then we go on and we party on, and we appreciate his allowing us to take him out, such way. Like people have so many other ceremonies, even weddings and other things, that can go on very cultivated days and weeks. Why is 7 months for Lord is only one day, a few hours? But even yesterday, many people would have stayed over if we had more facilities, etc. We had somewhere like 250 people, so quite a nice crowd. And the Lord was saying it was one of the nicest about the yantras. One, because the degree of participation of the devotees in the community. And so many devotees did their little part to make the situation happen. When you have many devotees, it's like the charity fundraise. It's nice to have big donations, but also nice when we have many people to give their care and their attention to the situation, because then so much bhakti goes into that. So it was ecstatic with so many devotees being able to participate as such. So let us, those who are planning about the yantras, let us see how soon we can have, for 2 days, we can have devotees staying over and things going on constantly. Be very soon. Right now, he's talking with Panchavati, and we're coming back to greet the deities. That's wonderful. We have some very special guests here. Prashanta Dasi is coming from Europe, I think from France, from Paris. And Pancharatna here. We just come in from around the world. Country Charlie, situated in Mayapur. Maya, whatever happens in Mayapur, of course, broadcasts to the whole world. Our spiritual city is. And then we have wonderful devotees who will be giving the various classes. And we'll go over this schedule in a few minutes so that you can be aware of it. And that some of you who haven't considered participating, that you might sign up and you decide to stay. Even if you can't stay the whole 4 days, better stay with us a few days. Because this kind of discussions, you know, from first thinking and speaking, and we see how things begin to manifest. The Vinda Sukha myself was saying yesterday how it's good to dive into a situation, but to dive into it with clarity, with understanding, with philosophy. And then we can push ourselves in terms of making that step. We can make that step with so many things put into motion. Be able to guarantee a greater sense of success. So many devotees, as Ekavya mentioned this morning, he was thanking devotees for different services that they did. We thank all of those who came, and those who stayed, and those who will, of course, stay longer and re-engage in different types of brainstorming. So I mentioned to Pancharatna that right now, it seems that we're having more VIHE seminars, workshops, discussions in any place in the world. We look at our VHE programs, we look at our retreat discussions, our community building discussions, at some of the skill development discussions that we were having earlier and hoping we'll continue. And so we're having more discussions about these kind of things, about community and about rural life. And so we don't want to just keep it on the discussion aspect, of course, but we want to now move ahead on such. By the mercy of Sotis Lomapak Swami and a few others, and the stalwart devotees who year after year have maintained the project. So these workshops, VIHE programs have been going on, and there was Krishna camp and things in the past. So this is also a way of bringing devotees from different temples to be able to come to associate in a simple environment. We want to look at some things that's on the table right now. So we all, those in the community, are reminded about what's happening and see how we can push some things faster to see what particular things are more to our propensity. And those who are wishers or those who may like to join on the teamwork, we're more than eager for you to take some part. We're looking at three major areas to try to do some serious things with in the next couple of months. First, you see this temple, new temple that has been sitting for a while, and we want to try to guarantee you that next time you come for Rath Yatra, those who only come once a year, that you will not see their divine lordships in this particular altar, this particular room. So get your last look. So next time you will see them on the altar there. And the already, so many devotees who were here earlier tried to come into the temple would not have had enough room for them. So, you know, something interesting is when the preaching goes on, more people come, then Krishna always arranges great facility for the situation. And you notice that in different temples or in treatment centers, that if you're preaching and people are coming, say you have no temple at all and you're preaching, then if people are coming, Krishna will arrange, we have someone selling for them. You have a little preaching center. You're preaching, more people coming, then Krishna will arrange, you have a temple. You're preaching, more people coming, then the natural organic situation is that there's greater facility needed to be able to get those people to keep coming and to take care of them. So then more will happen. So that more of you are coming, so we hope that puts pressure on the atmosphere to send out a call of mercy to help us with more facility. So, Shalik and Ravinder, His Grace was mentioning about the temple. We again now are having some devotees who are working on the project, ready to see it through with some skilled labor. We have some professionals who will come out and show devotees how to do something. Just like you'll notice, just a few days ago we put most of the floor down, and that was done happening in one day. And many devotees who worked on that have never done anything like that in their lives. But there were some professional builders who just came and showed devotees some things, and then they were able. And they're going to be able to vouch to help us on a regular basis. We have two gentlemen like that from Baltimore who are going to be coming. We're putting ads, some of you may have seen, and all the major Indian newspapers in the country. We have some ads, half page, some cases full page ads, but we are trying to solicit funds for the temple. Some responses are happening, some people are calling in. A few donations are coming. We expect to get donations from that sector. Yesterday, of course, some people made pledges, and I think Bhattacharyas, they donated another lump sum, some thousands, to be able to assist. They, this new phase, they gave first 5,000, so that's there. So, sometimes in the past, we had one devotee join the work, but the money wasn't there. We had the money was there, but not enough manpower to be able to do the necessary. So we hope that we won't have any of those problems anymore. If we take care of the duties, then we feel that some of the other things will be able to happen once we do that. Then Krishna will arrange for us to be able to have greater arrangements for arranging this kind of situation, and purchasing some of the other property that Samika and even some of the locals have. We're constantly looking at other houses in the area. Devotees are calling from many places. You have devotees calling from Puerto Rico, there's a family in Puerto Rico, Latin America. So one of the husbands have been working with Tao for 15 years. They live in rural communities. And so we're very much looking for people who have had this experience, have a taste for such, that they can assist. We are in touch with Mari Varaka, who's thinking of several different considerations, but one of his major choices is to come here to get an army. So we got a little bit behind because of the festival, but we're trying to see about getting some land, maybe a trailer arrangement to entice them to come to stay with us. We just have a nice devotee come to help with the orchard. He's been trained in school doing this kind of work. He's very enthusiastic on the charge to assist in such ways. The devotees have come from New York that will be staying with us. We'll have plumbing, carpentry skills, and other skills in that sense. These things are important inasmuch as that to serve, we need to have so many ways that we can serve each other. And more things that we can be able to offer, the more we can have service. A quality that is very very effective. So, before some of you leave, if you haven't seen the new temple, just go and see, take a look, and make a little prayer for us, so that we'll be able to put the Lord in their environment. Other aspect problem is our mortgage. So we have some of our devotees who've been trying to encourage others to give some regular contributions. There are a few of you from even a few other places who've been giving some small contributions on a regular basis to the mortgage. It's been a situation we've been struggling from sort of month to month, but there has a few schemes that the devotees are working on to be able to do this. We also have some lawyers assisting us in Washington to show you some updates, those of us in the community, who have been investigating grants, some grant proposals. So we are writing some proposals, and we are pretty sure that somewhere down the line, may not be soon, but somewhere down the line we'll be able to also get some funds from some of the grants.
There are a lot of areas that there are grants available.
It's a matter of being able to meet the criteria. And as we look at our sustainability, the things that are that are available. Same voting, one of the voting locals is also helping with my poor project and making some contacts with the United Nations, USA, some ambassadors, some embassies and things, and trying to see how we can assist in bringing some, making arrangements for some large funds to assist with my poor development. So what she's learning from there and contacts also, we will take advantage of using some of this as we try to pursue our development here in Vietnam. In a few days, we'll be getting some facilities for building a greenhouse. We'd like to have two greenhouses, a greenhouse for vegetables that is on the property, and also for flowers, so that we can grow food stuff all year round, and also our own flowers we can offer to the deities. So, we've contacted some people who can help us in building. We were first looking at buying, but better if we can build our own. So we have some arrangements and some of the funds set aside for that. We have been having community building meetings. Some of the things I'm discussing with different devotees, we hope they're buying into it, that we wanted to set up first a sense of community, and then a sense of simplicity, and then self-sufficiency. Now, some of you have been a part of communities, have seen different places in the world where you can have one of those factors, but there's a problem. Sometimes you can have people who have the know-how, they live in rural communities, they have a nice community, they have nice land, they have nice facility, and even have money, but if devotees do not have good working relations, then the project will fall apart. Vishal was mentioning this to us, one of the projects in India. So much facility was there, but if the devotees do not have a teamship, then it's not a community. Some kind of urban environment, some kind of village, people living out in the rural areas, but not a real sense of community. If you have that community spirit, and you have facilities, but you don't have also some know-how, then a lot of waste of energy, a lot of frustration will happen. People will also leave, and also be disappointed, because we will, have so many failures. So, we put almost a whole year, and hopefully, some have benefited from it, of having devotees just trying to be more open with each other, trying to look closer at their stuff and how to help others with whatever is going on. And so we're having these sort of discussions with that in mind. And then we have asked, Chintamani Dasi has volunteered to be the community development coordinator. This is a position to increase the ability, ongoing ability for devotees to be interactive and to be aware of what is going on in each other's lives. Not imposing. When somebody is having car trouble, somebody is sick, someone is having a baby, one is having trouble with their children, someone is in need of this or that, needs to go someplace. So that sometimes devotees are a little shy, because we're so much coming from individualistic, egocentric cultures, that sometimes even when we're in need, we feel kind of intimidated to reach out. Or we feel that we may be disappointed. So if we have someone who can act as a way of constantly trying to be cognizant of what's happening in people's lives, and helps to be the in-between, or sort of help to facilitate someone is in this situation, someone is this, etc. To remind us, to help us, or someone who is of a particular bereavement can, if they feel shy and reaching other members in the community, can reach that particular person. That particular person can then act as a way to try to be a finder, put things together. In the Alachua community, they have something similar to this. And I think from the things that I'm reading and hearing, it's going, it's interesting. And it helps the devotees in thinking more in this particular way. And those who may have been slow in thinking like this, let's try to think more like this, because what we bear is what we have. What we're associating with is what we're about. And so, why should we live in an environment where we can't have serious input about the quality of that environment? If I live in an environment where you're just subjected to whatever is going on, you're not pleased with it, not satisfied, or you're not having some input, let's have input so that what the final product is, that we can
feel good about it as something that we're comfortable with and enthused about trying to expand it as such. We've also been having men's group meetings and women's group meetings. There's some things that are better discussed with both sexes. There's some things that are discussed better with the same sex, and then brought together with both sexes. Some things, just like when Lord Cooley's talk, some things they will address in such ways that they will not address, they will not reflect on when the older devotees are there. Pujaris coming together, cooks coming together, some things the association will spot amongst each other to reflect on, and perhaps will not come out to the same extent in another type of environment. So the idea is constantly trying to develop more of what's there, so we can use it in the community in a holistic sense. And we were having skill development. Some of the ways you quite understand that, it may seem like something unusual to emphasize development of skills. What does that have to do with Krishna consciousness? But again, community means facilities, service, etc. It's just so nice now that the International Social Economic Development Committee is going to be constantly brainstorming the task force and trying to think of some of these things that society needs in general. Shanta Dasya and some other devotees also in that committee as well. Pancharadna, I think the two people that are here, and myself. So we're looking at the educational, the social, economic situation that can help us to be able to access the transcendental. If we try to access it, there's so many obstacles, then of course that will obfuscate, you know, the actual work. So the skill development was again not just looking at things as being insurmountable, impossible, waiting for something to drop into our lap, but looking at what we have, how to use it. So we're just noticing that we have already so many devotees in the community who have some know-how about certain things. So we wanted some of those devotees to share some of their talents, some of their skills. Somebody knows carpentry, so share that. Someone knows plumbing, so share that. Somebody knows about herbs, so share that. Herbology. Somebody is very good about sewing, so share that. So two things happen in the process. One, we take it serious. Gradually, many devotees begin to know many things, become sensitive to things, how their service relates to another. And most important, we begin to appreciate other services. Sometimes we are doing our thing, and we may even do it well. But we don't also appreciate some other person's service, then we're not getting the full benefits. We're not getting the maximum of what it means to come together. It's good when someone is doing their service so well that at the same time they're doing it in a way that inspires someone else also to do their service nicely. It inspires someone else, they feel appreciated by what they're doing, and they feel happy about what you're doing. And then you get this real synergistic effect, where so much more is happening than the individuals that are involved. Or you can be a semiotic effect, where it takes less to fulfill a system based on more people being together, and it takes less. Let me say it again and again and again. Why be in the community? If being in the community, you're not going to benefit more than if you were individually involved in something. When community means many, many benefits, then therefore people will embrace it like anything. We just also, beyond our means, or without our manipulation or arrangements, we've been given new oxen, only a few days old. I think about 10, maybe 10 days or something. Anybody know? 10, 12 days? 14 days? Okay, only 14 days old. It somehow came upon us. So we're taking that as a good omen that now we have these young oxen, so we should be able to have no reason now why we cannot train them to be able to work the fields. So those in the ag department take this very serious. One or two devotees were eager to get involved in this kind of work. I hear that Acharya has also agreed to help to train up some devotees in this particular area. They're quite sweet, little oxen. So you leave, go over and look at them, and give them your blessings, that they will be able to carry so many things to help with the farm, and be able to carry the deities around also. As we, Balabhadra was helping me to understand the other day in New Vrindavan, and I think it's very sweet, very powerful. the Saint Hao can see everything in the community as like a bhakta. Like before, I was talking about community as a bhakta, a bhakti, and it can, as community bija. Also, as we look at the flowers, as we look at the vegetables, the fruits, the orchard, we treat everything with such care. That is here and is a part of the holy Dham. So therefore, we try to take good care of it, develop it in that way. So I'm going to try to learn that kind of mindset. Hopefully we can all be able to pick that up. So that whether, you know, whether it's the children, or the cows, whatever, that each thing we take in such a serious way that it is there, Krishna has sent it, or the Chaitanya has arranged, and I'm watching to see how we're going to take care and serve what has come upon us. We also have started a learning center. There's two things going on. Of course, the schooling is going on at Mukta's house, in the Lake. And then there's a learning center at Mother Yasoda's place, where just for the kindergarten children. And so this is quite new, but of course the way to start is to start. And so we hope more of you will take notice of that and give whatever support you can. Some who are teachers, please talk to those devotees involved in that. See how you can be able to, you see, to help out. Then we, this orchard, there's so many little trees over there that fruit is just falling on the ground, and the weeds are choking the trees practically, hiding the trees. So we want to start developing that as soon as possible. You can also try to use some of the discussions, and we even had one whole, VIT course on samskaras. When we talk about community, we don't have to, you know, keep speculating or going outside so much. So many things is really there within our own teachings. And one way that community becomes strong is emphasizing rites of passage. And when any individual or individuals are having something happening in their life, that they are very aware of what their experience is expected of them, that they're accountable, the community is aware, and the community supports that particular change with love, with participation, etc. So whether it's being a baby in this world, taking the first grain, or first day going to school, or marriage, or initiation, or death, etc., that we've been speaking about these things like in seminar format. And then of course one session as we spoke about it, then later we had five or six samskaras that we did in application. It's a way to bring the community together based on these things, and not just on the common karmic sense, but particularly on the Vaishnava orientation. These samskaras are outlined based on Vaishnava orientation also. And then we have started, again, with encouraging devotees not to just wait till we have a facility. So this health clinic is a major aspect we like to see part of Gita Nagari. People can come as a retreat, and they can stay for many days, work on their physical, psychological, and most important, spiritual health. And so we are eager about devotees participating. We have so many devotees in the natural health professions, so it's a wonderful chance for devotees to use these talents. So this is what, I think 2 weeks ago, a nice part of the Sadhguru was here, Vitalya Maharaj, and myself also participated. We inaugurated, opened up this natural cure ashram idea. In the future, we hope to have a liberating clinic. People can come and receive all kinds of therapy. So what we did, about 15 devotees, along with some of the Gurukul kids, who came in from Alantra, some of the older boys, they were eager to participate, so we were glad to involve them. And for 3 days, there was simple health program. All the devotees participated, fasted, and just took lemon, water, and honey. The idea was getting toxins out the body, working on issues about health. Some from outside, as well as the devotees, were a part of it. We are looking at it in 3 ways, to do it with all the devotees, do it in the mixed group, and do it also with all karmis. But bringing them into devotional culture in various ways. Health is a universal thing. One of those areas, there's always a connection, line of communication that can be established. So what we did in brief is just use Ekavir's Vitalita's house and for the 3 days. And we start off with discussions, you know, on nutrition, the institute house, just to cue devotees in more of what to expect, why these things were significant,
Shuta has her master's degree in nutrition, so she was explaining things that we could all understand and be able to appreciate. And then after the devotees walked, as part of their treatment, to walk to the temple, come, and then they had hatha yoga, and they had some intimate treatment, and then there was different devotees doing massage, and there was devotees doing acupuncture, and there was the sauna bath, and there was this, what do you call it, this mud bath. They're using some of the techniques from Ayurvedic practices, some things they learned in India, being in some of these clinics, putting mud on the stomach, on the eyes, taking out the toxins. But all those who participated, and I wanted to participate also, to be a part, I'm greedy, I want to see what's going on, what other benefits is there. My body is also falling apart, and we had to put it back together. Everyone, including myself, felt it was amazing bonding. Being together, living in a renowned situation like that, the devotees caring for each other, very, very powerful. Everyone was enthused to see how we can expand it. There's some little brochure out talking about the natural health cure and the scheme of the techniques and things that's involved. We'll get some on the table, we can pick up some of these as you like. And the charge of minimum fee, LinkedIn was only $50. I expect it to be a little more next time. Very nice arrangement. Devotees could take advantage of the temple association, be able to serve each other in this sense. Last two things is we are looking forward to devotees getting more involved in cottage industries. See, after we are able to finish the temple building and then finish the waste treatment system, so you see some digging is going on now. There's always some problems with the water, with the waste treatment. There's a major problem in being able to establish more housing on the property itself. Once we have that done, then we have a position to then appeal to the GBC board and to the executives, be able to also to now sanction off some of the land, ISKCON land, that can be made available for the devotees. And we can arrange different lots for the devotees to buy, to live right on the, on the property. But certain things have to be put in motion so we can accommodate more housing facilities. At the same time, there is still the land that Chamakavishi has available. And those who are interested, of course, try to take advantage of that. And some who are interested in some other houses in the area, the city of Kavir, from time to time we're being sensitive to things that are coming up in the market. So, I mean, that covers it. We don't have time to do on that, but some of the kind of cottage industries. But some of those skill development courses, the ones we're talking about bartering, and we'll be constantly coming back to that. This was just a little taste or introduction. When there is serious bartering and people, not people, who have something to share, something to give, then individuals do not have to rely on money so much. Sometimes now the devotees are surviving for those who have money, who have strong Vaishya orientation, or have inherited some money from relatives, who are at the age now that many of our parents or grandparents are dying, some people being left, wills and whatnot. And so in many places, those devotees can be prospering, a few others having to hustle like anything, every day, going out places they don't want to go to make money, either a regular economy job or hustling in some way, while the community is able to develop and able to take care of the land, do the farming, take care of the house, etc. So obviously something has to go on for many to get a foundation, but if we are able to understand more the science of bartering, then everyone becomes important because everyone can render some service, and as people render services, they can exchange service for service. And this way, money doesn't become so much of the main factor, but it's a matter of service or service credits. We'll be teaching the devotees how to develop a service bank in the future where we can be able to rely less and less on some of the things in the collective environment. And it will help the devotees also to value the importance of each other and whatever propensity they use, the contingencies we have, be able to use that service in such a way. Even if someone is just babysitting, or just, painting a house or whatever. So, somebody is a doctor, somebody is a nurse, somebody is a carpenter, so they can exchange various types of services in this sense. Before we open for a few questions, I want to just go over the schedule that we have for the conference. And before I do that one, I just want to read the letter that went out to those who were invited to anticipate any Congress. And just so you get the feel of what's expected.
First annual Gita-Nagari conference on the practical application of Vedic studies. Srila Prabhupada comes to establish Varnashram Dharma. Notice on our board we have that sign, Srila Prabhupada is coming, be ready for him. So we're trying to create a mentality in the community that Srila Prabhupada is coming. We want to be able to present that which he will be pleased with as he takes notice of the environment. Amongst the four yugas, Sattva, Treta, Dwapara, Kali. The Kali Yuga is the worst, but this is, I think, written by Mangalachi. But if the process of Varnashram Dharma is introduced, even in this age of Kali, the situation of Sattva Yuga can be invoked. We can bring Sattva Yuga. We can have an atmosphere like Sattva Yuga, even though there is Kali Yuga. The Hare Krishna movement or the Krishna conscious movement is meant for this purpose. This is a quote from Srimad Bhagavatam 1951, where Prabhupada is saying, these ages are there, Kali Yuga is worse, but actually, even though there is Kali, that we can bring about Sattva Yuga, an implementation of Varnashram environment. Dear Maharajas and Prabhus, he's writing, he is at the humble base, of Lord is coming from the Charger, his divine grace, Srila Prabhupada. We would like to invite you to participate as a presenter, we all get this, at our first annual Gita-Nagari conference on the practical application of Vedic studies. Your knowledge of Varnashram Dharma will be greatly valuable contribution to the success of this program. For many years, devotees have wanted to develop spiritual communities according to Srila Prabhupada's vision, but have been unclear as how to proceed. During this time, many communities have failed, and numbers of promising devotees have left our movement. Although recently, other communities have made hopeful starts, and enthusiastic new devotees have been attracted, our path for successful development still remains unclear. On July 15, 1976, Srila Prabhupada visited the Gita-Nagari farm community. Not so long ago, huh? The month of July. For one day, he probably came. The next year, in spite of grave illness, he wanted, as we all know, to return. His secretary, Kamal Krishna Maharaj, Prabhupada speaking now. I want to establish Varnashram Dharma. And Kamal Krishna Maharaj asked, how will you do it? And of course, Srila Prabhupada replied, I will go to Gita-Nagari. I will sit down and I will teach you how to live off the land. So Prabhupada is sitting in his Vyasa seat, and we have a responsibility to assist in fulfilling his desires. That is, I think, the biggest boon about this project, that Prabhupada wanted to happen, and therefore we know how Krishna responds to the desires of his pure devotees. In our efforts to make Srila Prabhupada's desire a reality, we will hold the first annual conference on the practical application of Vedic studies at Gita-Nagari on July 27th, today, the day after Gita-Nagari's Radhyatra celebration, through August the 1st, 1997. The purpose of this conference is to provide an atmosphere which devotees can discuss Srila Prabhupada's vision of Varnashram and learn how to apply the teachings in our everyday life. We are all aware of the emphasis Srila Prabhupada placed on the study of his books and upon the necessity of practically applying the teachings. Therefore, the program will be centered on Shastric studies, workshops, group discussion, and hands-on experience to facilitate a deep appreciation and understanding of the importance of Vedic culture and the practice of self-sufficiency. To help make this effort successful, we are inviting the devotees of knowledge in the areas of Varnashram Dharma and self-sufficiency to join the conference as presenters. We ask each conference presenter to speak on special aspects of the subject and to provide guidance about how we can particularly apply Srila Prabhupada's instructions. To support us in this, we will provide quotes from Srila Prabhupada about each topic and do whatever else we can to make your tests easier. Hare Krishna Dasi just so nicely compiled this nice book with so many, many things related to what Srila Prabhupada has said on these topics. And we are all expecting that to be very much a powerful asset in the future as we look closer at community development and try to look in different areas of what Srila Prabhupada has given us through his writings, through his conversations, and his explanations. So, the actual schedule of the Institute. We have a Gita-Nagari adopted Kala newsletter, and we have a Gita-Nagari newsletter out also. Some of you who are needing, be sure to take that It's really nice. In this first issue, some of the older devotees who helped to get the community started, Brahmananda and several others, Toshan, are speaking about their experiences and coming here and getting things started. And it's just, we say coincidence, but not really coincidence, that Pancharatna is here. He was a part of the team that actually bought the project, that actually bought the farm. So we see that as a special blessing. He's coming at this time. And those who are working with the newsletter, they be sure to interview him before he leaves to get more input about such. See, when we're able to learn from the past, those who've been involved in situations can be respected as elders, those who have wisdom, and that's used as we're going ahead and doing things, we have so much more facility to guarantee success. That we keep reinventing the wheel, make the same type of mistakes again and again and again. That is actually foolish. So the Dr. Kyle newsletter, there's the Giranavi newsletter, there's the brochure, Natural Cure brochure, and we didn't have a chance to get off the press, but we also have a Giranavi brochure, which we're going to use also to, as we meet with people in other areas of life to interest them in Giranavi. So you may want to, next time you come with those who will be around in a few days, we can kind of have that. And the devotees can see that we have chairs, either the chairs, bring some of the chairs from the stage area, those who would like to sit in chairs or if they would like to sit in the floor, that's also there. Sometimes it's a little rough, the devotees are going all day long in these conferences and being a little bit uncomfortable in trying to write. So, the program for these 4 days, first 8 o'clock each morning we have Bhagavatam class. So of course, on the seat today, tomorrow is Grace within the Suru. Tuesday, Sureshwara. And Wednesday, one of our honored guests. Hopefully if Pancharatna is still here, then you can get a Prashanta Dasi. At 9 o'clock, each day is Prasadam, almost time now. At 10 o'clock, first class, Vinay Sutra class, every day at 10. We'll be speaking on Brahmins and Kshatriyas. So his class will go for 4 days, every day at 10 o'clock. Now some of you sign up, some of you would also like to sign up, and perhaps you do not have all the sufficient money, it's $90 for the course, then speak of Mangalarti, because in some cases if you can do some service, then you can also be able to sit in. At 10:30, Sureshwar, is he here? He will, he's probably working his class now. He will be giving his class today, 11:30 on Vanashrama today. And then Monday, Her Grace Bhakti Marg Dasi is going to give a herbal walk. Well, it made 2 weeks ago, the three devotees were taking us on a herb walk, see all the different things right on the property you can eat, all the different medicines that are there. It's just overwhelming. And then on Tuesday, Vadalila or Prashanta Das, the devotees come here and others find out that they can actually give class, give something, some discussion. Perhaps on Tuesday, and then Wednesday, Sureshwara Das will pick up again Vanashrama today. That's all 11:30 each Wednesday. 1:15 every day, there's prasadam. So try to break your classes up so the devotees have a chance to eat and then to get, take a break and come back for the next class. At 3 p.m. Today, Hare Krishna Dasi, one of the pillars of this project in the past, and I was thinking of these issues. She'll be speaking on getting started with Vanashram Dhamma. So she'll be speaking on Sunday and Monday, and then Tuesday, Prabhupada Das will be speaking on Krishna Vana, okay, Vijayanam. I need bifocus. And then on Wednesday, we'll see who's speaking in. Probably Hare Krishna Dasi Dina, she's still staying, or Prabhupada Das. And then at 4:30 p.m. each day, Balabhadra, a little hands-on man, is here to speak about ox power and the cow protection. So that's Sunday, and also that's today, and also, let me see, Monday. Madhu Siddhanta, please be sure to participate in that. He's one of the ones who's going to kind of learn how to take care of the oxen. And for Tuesday, then we'll see if he wants to continue, or one of our other speakers or guests. And then at 6 o'clock every day is Archie. And 6:30 today, Acharya Das, the very important discussion on alternative energy. So that will be at the Institute House. And then other days at 6:30, if I'm allowed, then I will speak about setting some goals for Vana Shangam, looking at some things that we would like each of us to look at in terms of what we can individually do. And you got these wonderful things. And my job will be easy. Look at some things, bring about a sense of closure at this point, or maybe a sense of exploration, what we can do here and other places as we imbibe all of these things. So these are basic updates, and we mentioned before, we don't want to put ourselves in a position where next time you're coming for major festival, we still have to keep apologizing for facility, or that you see temples still uncompleted, or you see the oxen not being worked, or you see the garden is small. Because the farming we're doing is bio-intensive, where with a small amount of land, you can do so much more in getting crops from that as such. When I was in New Vrindavan, I was impressed the other day. Between the meetings we had, I went to look at farm area that's being cultivated or by the Goshala. I was impressed to see that one devotee with two bhaktas is developing about 32 acres of land of produce. So this went miles and miles. The first time I actually put them, normally there was some development, some small gardens, and growing some corn for the cows. Of course, I think the devotees are doing it as their own business. But it's nice to see that some devotees are focusing on some of these things. There's enough food to feed the whole community, all kinds of things. And it didn't take many people, just a few devotees were dedicated to work on such. It never has to be so many people to do things. A few dedicated people, and things are productive, and others will want to buy into it. So we think we have 5 minutes left, 5 or 10 minutes before for 7 times, so we can stay on schedule for taking this out and then for the courses. If you have any comments, any questions on the updated things I mentioned, please raise your
hand. Well, please, Maharaj. Unfortunately, I won't be able to stay because I have responsibilities back in Jersey, but I have an interest in the subject matter, and so I have more of a comment than a question. There are a couple of issues that I hope that in the context of the set agenda, those devotees who are leaders in developing Vana Ashram will have a chance to discuss, and I'll certainly be looking for the results of this seminar. One is that I learned in the meetings in Houston that our friend and eminent sociologist, Bert Wilson, determined by studying ISKCON in North America that in his opinion we weren't actually ready for the implementation of Vana Ashram on account of so many different models of Krishna conscious activity throughout North America. And I'm sure a number of devotees would take issue with that. So I'm wondering if I'm hoping there'll be an opportunity to examine why he came to that conclusion and how Vana Ashram actually, what it looks like, is implemented in different environments, not just a rural environment. And then the second thing is, just as you were speaking about how we strive towards a synergistic community situation as opposed to an individualistic situation, our temples in North America are also, by extension, have this sense of individuality. And I think we might easily agree that we should be looking for a situation where, rather than just being independent temples and communities, we are an interdependent society in North America. The relationship between the farm communities, the suburban temples, and the urban temples, in relationship to the establishment of Vana Ashram, particularly in our rural communities, where it ought to be the primary focus, is something that I'd also like to see come out of a discussion, formal or informal, amongst the leaders in this particular category that we are for this conference.
I'm sure that these are issues that is pretty much on all the presenters' mind, and different devotees will touch upon directly or indirectly these particular concerns. Knowing in some of my presentations, I will definitely address these. I would recommend, and I do this with as many of the seminars and VI HE programs as possible. I try to get all the tapes from all the presenters. I have somebody who can make copies for me, and later to be able to listen to them.
which I'll do for these sessions also. I recommend some of those devotees who may not be able to physically to participate to try to get copies of the presentations, so you can be able to reflect on the things that are being shared. Devotees who come together to do these kind of presentations, they put a lot of energy into it. They're very senior devotees, very concerned about, you know, about the society. And it's one of the very amazing things I think is happening in the society, that we're getting a chance to constantly look deeper at the philosophy in various areas by some of our leaders in such a way. It's like last month we had Padre Chaitanya Maharaj, Ramakrishna Swami, and Vinay Swarup, the Padre Sarathi, and a few others, myself giving presentations. These devotees are constantly looking, scrutinizing the scriptures, and looking at the community they're traveling around, being able to present things. I was talking to Vinay Swarup yesterday about listening to his class in Vrindavan on curing of souls. And it's just so powerful, because so many devotees are going through psychological problems, physiological difficulties, and there's just so much knowledge in those tapes that can, I think, help a lot of devotees in dealing with certain issues. So this is, you know, be able to sort of address those things, or try to get to, you know, the tapes and others as well. And you hear tapes of the presentations. About payment? So see, Maharaj, think about that. Okay. So make an announcement in 2 minutes. Yeah. 2 minutes more. I think she does. So there's a newsletter coming out of Hare Krishna Worldwide. Powerful things are being presented in there. Krishna Dasi is one of the editors, co-editors of that. And then on the conference, yourself especially, you know, your computer, a little bit, many others, tune in to that conference. Okay, it's late, so very last question. Why don't we stop here and make the announcements about this? We'll have time. Can you explain that again? That if anybody wants to go today, they can just give a donation and go. Can you explain
it?
So do you understand, anyone who wants to go, they may not be standing for the 4 or 3 days, and you can just give a donation. You can go to the first sessions this morning.
So I'll be outside and I'll also be at the Institute House. So please see me here, and at 9:30 I'll be at the Institute House for registering when it comes up to the house. Thank you.
There's actually 3 bands that are going, and they'll be right out in the parking lot. Myself, Maro, and
Maro was one.
Show them how it should be done properly and what they can do to try to improve it.
So, what's your name again?
Troy.
Troy, about to Troy. So, if you would like to assist on an ongoing basis or just help out today, then please see about to Troy. He's going to go into the bush there, the orchards. Okay. and have an interesting exploration and have a dream and see what you have to do. And later when you come, you can just go over there and hang out and change around and just eat fruits. And all kinds of drinks. Any other announcement? So hopefully they're ready in the kitchen. The schedule will be on the board. The newsletters are there. Brochures are there. And most important, please give us your blessings. Take advantage. We say once you are here over 5 minutes, you're no longer a guest. So we ask you to clean the toilets or go ahead and use milk the cows. Don't feel offended. Just so that we appreciate that you're part of the family here. ISKCON Founder Charge, the Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, the Prabhupada Ki.